I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 12th. A power surge in Quincy early today. Power went out for about a minute at about 5:45 this morning for an unknown reason. Areas of Quincy Center and Wollaston were impacted by the outage, triggering a series of burglar alarms at local businesses. Police say there were no obvious reasons for the power glitch. A total of 740 high school seniors received their diplomas in Quincy this week after graduation ceremonies for both Quincy and North Quincy high schools. Last night, 367 students graduated from Quincy High School during commencement exercises at Veterans Memorial Stadium. 373 students graduated from North Quincy High School Monday night at the stadium. Mayor Thomas Koch said these are some of the largest graduating classes in recent times. Class speakers at both ceremonies reflected on the fact that they began their high school years in remote learning during the height of the pandemic in the fall of 2020. School was not fully back in person until the fall of 2021. The water at Wollaston Beach in Quincy was safe for swimming 88% of the time that it was tested last year. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay released its water quality report card this week for state-run beaches and found that Wollaston scored 88%. That's lower than its best rating of 93% back in 2018, but the same as in 2022. The worst rating for Wollaston was in 2021, when the water was safe for swimming only 82% of the time it was tested. In 2019, it was safe 87% of the time, and in 2020, it was 85% safe. The state tests the water quality at all state-run beaches weekly from Memorial Day to Labor Day. So far this week, the water is safe for swimming at Wollaston. A man is facing multiple charges after police said he bit off a chunk of another man's ear during a drunken fist fight at a Plymouth home. 39-year-old Michael O'Driscoll of Plymouth was arrested early Sunday morning on charges of assault and battery with serious bodily injury, in this case, severe disfigurement and mayhem. Plymouth police said O'Driscoll and a 40-year-old Dorchester man had been out all day and night on a sightseeing cruise and continued drinking at local establishments. They two then went to a house in North Plymouth where they got into an argument and began exchanging punches at about 1 a.m. on Sunday. Police said that at one point during the fight, O'Driscoll got the other man on the ground and put his mouth around that man's ear. According to police, the Dorchester man said, "Don't bite off my ear," before O'Driscoll bit off about a 2-inch piece of his ear. Plymouth police officers found the piece of the ear in a cup of ice water when they arrived at the home. Plymouth police did not share if O'Driscoll had already faced those charges in court. Brockton Hospital, which closed more than a year ago after a catastrophic 10-alarm fire, will not be reopening this month, as previously announced by Signature Healthcare. A new opening date has not been set. February marked the anniversary of the most serious fire in Brockton's history, which devastated the building but left no one injured. Signature Healthcare announced then that the hospital should reopen with inpatient services by this spring. Bob Haffey, the president and CEO of Signature Healthcare, said the opening had to be postponed after about 90% of the HVAC units for inpatient hospital rooms failed. The hospital was not able to test them until electricity was returned to the building. Haffey said Signature Healthcare will replace all the units, which will need to be ordered and installed. Fire, as well as other upheavals at the region's hospitals, leaves Brockton residents with just two emergency departments close by. Patients looking for emergency services can go to the Good Samaritan Medical Center in Brockton or to South Shore Hospital in Weymouth. The other closest emergency departments are a nearly 45-minute drive away. Bankrupt Steward Healthcare yesterday announced that it had secured new funding to operate its hospitals in Massachusetts through the end of June. Steward, the largest physician-led hospital operator in the United States, secured an additional loan of $225 million and will seek court approval of the financing this week. Last week, Steward agreed to hold an auction on its hospitals later this month, including the 8 facilities in Massachusetts. A judge will then rule on the final sale. After the announcement, Senator Elizabeth Warren introduced legislation aimed at warding off future cases of what she calls corporate greed in the healthcare space, like the kind that her office says led to Steward Healthcare filing for bankruptcy. MBTA overseers stamped unanimous approval Tuesday on the agency's first budget to surpass $3 billion, embracing a plan that drains savings in a bid to expand the workforce and improve service. The fiscal year 2025 plan boosts spending 11% over fiscal 24, while anticipating a 10% growth in revenue, much of which stems from a one-time redirection of federal maintenance funds. Key officials expect the increase in outlays will continue a hiring blitz. The budget funds more than 8,000 employee positions, about 440 more than the fiscal 24 plan, and incorporates wage and benefit bumps covered by collective bargaining last year. A range of experts, including federal safety watchdogs, have argued that the T needs more workers to improve service that for years has been plagued by disruptions. The T is also partway through a major repair campaign that, by leaning on a string of temporary shutdowns, aims to lift all remaining slow zones by the end of the year. But the push to staff up and run faster service grinds against a challenging financial outlook. Ridership has plateaued below pre-COVID levels, curtailing the amount of revenue the T collects from fares, while the agency also continues to pay for big dig-era debt. The T board yesterday also unanimously approved a 5-year, $9.6 billion capital investment plan outlining maintenance, modernization, and expansion projects for fiscal years 2025 through 29. Officials update that plan every year. The latest one features $843 million in new funding compared to last year. Now, Bostonians will have a chance to cool off when the Boston Common Frog Pond opens later this month. 2024 summer wading season at the popular Frog Pond Spray Pool will reopen next Tuesday. A celebration event is planned for 11 a.m., followed by the opening of the Spray Pool. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on opening day, residents can enjoy treats and a visit from official mascot Frog Pond Freddy. Lego Discovery Center will be on site with giveaways and a Lego brick pit for free building with Lego experts. Also offering giveaways and activities will be Mass Audubon, the Boston Public Library, Chinatown Branch, the Boston Public Health Commission, Science for Scientists, and the Boston Water and Sewer Commission's popular water truck. The Frog Pond Spray Pool will be open daily from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. until Labor Day. A year-round recreational facility, the Frog Pond offers ice skating in the winter, a spray pool and supervised wading for youth in the summer, and the carousel from spring through fall. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 120. The Nasdaq rose 151. The S&P is up 14. Shares are mixed in Asia ahead of a decision by the Fed on interest rates. Dollar and the euro were higher, oil at $78 a barrel. In sports, it's game 3 of the NBA Finals between the Celtics and Mavericks in Dallas tonight at 8:30, with Boston leading 2-0. And the Phillies beat the Red Sox at Fenway last night 4-1. They'll play again tonight at 7:10. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service: partly sunny with a high of 78 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 57. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm and more humid, high tomorrow 86. Hazy, warm and humid on Friday with a chance for afternoon storms, high of 87. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high 76 degrees. Out on the water, waves about a foot. The wind out of the west at 5 knots becomes southeast later today and a high tide at 4:53 p.m. Sunrise 5:06, sets at 8:21. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open today at 11 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, June 12th.